So I want today to do a small ha'ara on the sugya starting on Lamed Hem and Beis about the bracha rishona on Yayin, and then another smallish ha'ara on the gemara about the bracha on shemen. So on the first gemara, the gemara asks, why is it that wine gets a very special bracha? And the gemara ultimately concludes that wine is special because it's mesameach and it's sa'id. Now, the earlier part of the Gemara actually brings up an issue that we're not going to discuss now, but it's worth paying close attention to, where the Gemara is machalik between different types of food. We have mayim umelach, which are not even zun. Then we have other foods which are zun, but not sa'id. They're not considered mazon. And then we have bread, which is mazon, which is sa'id. Presumably, it's not dafka bread. The same thing would be true for pasta. We have wine, which at least if drunk in moderation is also sa'id. And that seems to be associated with the bracha of mizonos, which brings up another interesting issue. What about, assuming that sa'id means something that fills you up, and that's why you make a mizonos on it, what about mizonos on potatoes, let's say, that fill you up? And we'll actually have a chance to talk about this a little bit later. Probably we'll talk about that when we talk about the bracha rishona on rice, which is the sugya on daf lamed zayin amud aleph. Anyway, so the Gemara concludes that wine is misameach and it's sayid. And so the Gemara asks the shayla, so why don't we bench on wine? Ihachi navrich alei shalosh brachos, just like for bread. The Gemara answers, "Lo kavi inshi su'udasaihu ilavei." People aren't koveya su'uda on yayin, and that's why we don't bench. Amalei, in other words, benching is for kviya su'uda. Amalei, Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Rava, kavi ilavei su'udasei mai. So what if you are koveya su'uda? Amalei, l'kshiyav aliyav v'yomar ihavya kviusa hashtamia. So this is very interesting on a number of levels. Number one, we don't usually respond to a question by saying, well, let's wait for Eliyahu to decide what exactly we should be doing. Why is it over here that we're doing that? Maybe we'll talk about that, maybe not. I think it's an interesting, important question. Another important question that we're going to come up to again and again in this parak, and we're not going to explore right now, but it's certainly something to keep in mind, is when do we say batla daito etzel kol adam? And when do we say that you follow your own personal traits? But I want to ask a different question, which is, sounds like from the Gemara, that if you had something which is a sa'id, and B, it's the derech l'kvoa suda alav, then you should make a birkas hamazon. So let's take pasta. Pasta is sa'id, right? As far as I know, I don't think it makes sense to say that bread is sa'id and pasta isn't. It's the same thing. And it's nowadays the derech l'kvoa suda alav, right? I think probably around in our communities, people eat more, are more likely to be koveya suda on pasta than they are on bread. So why don't we bench on pasta? Maybe you could say that bisman chazal, they were koveya birkas hamazon on bread. And even though the mitzias has changed, we're going to keep on doing that. Achiyav Eliyahu, it's like it's a fixed thing. But it's not clear that that should be true. In other words, especially if you assume that these are the oraisa rules, that something that it's the derech l'kvasuda alav, and it's sayid, it's chayv and birkas amazon deraisa, why not? So the truth is there's a machlokas tanaim about when we make birkas amazon. It comes up at the end of the parak on daf mem dalet amud aleph. We have a mishnah. According to chachamim, though, which we paskin like, you're chayv in birkas hamazon on bread, not on the other shivas haminim. You're chayv on birkas hamazon. And presumably, we learn out from the savata that anything that you're sayid should be chayv in birkas hamazon, because eretz hifsik ha'inyan. Meaning to say, even though the previous pasuk mentions the shivas aminim, which would imply that you're chayv in birkas hamazon on all shivas aminim, which is indeed the view of Rabbi Gamliel, eretz hifsik ha'inyan, and therefore it's only on pas. So first of all, that makes this tricky, because then if eretz hifsik ha'inyan, so then why? What's the gemara shaila of livrach birkas hamazon on wine, even if it's sayid? Elamai. You have to say that the Gemara assumed that anything that's sa'id is something like pas. Eretz hifsik ha'inyan is only for shivas aminim that aren't sa'id. If you have grapes, that's not sa'id. So then eretz hifsik ha'inyan, and you're potter. But the savata, since wine is sava, it's visavata, it's sa'id, so therefore, you'd make birkas hamazon, at least if it's the derech lichva asuda alav.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Maybe there's a machlokas rishonim if main shalosh is derech or derabana. I didn't see that gemara dahamim down. But if you hold, I think most rishonim hold it is deraisa, so then that's not that can't be a real drasha.
So it's a kasha. You just asked a kasha differently. You're correct. It happens to be, by the way, even though there are a number of Rishonim holders d'oraisa, like the Rashba Nar Sugya and the Ritva Nar Sugya, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, like the Rambam, that it's not d'oraisa. Though the Taz writes, the Shulchan Aruch is in Resh Taz Gimel. The Taz writes over there, Sifkat and Gimel, that since the Machlok is Rishonim, Ro'i Lahachmir, Yarishmaim should be Machmir. The Nafkamina would be, at least if you had Sviya, and you're unsure to have more. Now, let's say I had a bunch of grapes and I'm even full. I don't remember if I made a main shalosh. So if you hold it still rice, you'd have to make another bracha. We pass like the Rambam, you wouldn't make another bracha, but Yari Shemaim should be machmir for those who hold it still rice and have a little more. But one way or the other, it is machlokas rishonim, you're correct. But you could ask the question, you just ask it a little differently for each one. And let's say you hold, like you quoted the Rashba, who holds it's deraisa. So what does the Rashba hold? That main shalosh is deraisa, birkas hamazon is deraisa. Eretz hifsik ha'inyan doesn't mean, and therefore shivas aminim isn't deraisa. It means eretz hifsik ha'inyan, and therefore shivas aminim don't get shalosh brachos, they only get main shalosh, right? But one way or the other, so we have akasha, which is, if eretz hifsik ha'inyan to be mafsik from shivas aminim to bread, so then what's the havamina of the Gemara to say that wine should get birkas hamazon?
Again, I didn't say Gemara, but I would have guessed that the Gemara is in a smachta then, according to the Rashba.
So what you're saying is that the eretz hifsik ha'inyan means nothing, and your yotze either way midi oraisa, and midi rabbanan they were misaking on this. That might be correct. We'll have to get to the sugya. I'm not sure that's correct. I'm not sure. We'll have to be ma'ayin. I think the pashtus is not like you're saying, that it is a drasha according to the Rashba. But even if it's not, so what you're suggesting, let's say like this, you're suggesting an answer for the Rashba. The answer for the Rashba could be that eretz hifsik ha'inyan is an asmachta, and really there's no difference between shiva saminim and bread on a deraisa level. Midrabanan they were misak and shalosh brachos on pas, and not on other Shivas Aminim. And now the question is, in the Gemara, why were, you know, they should have put wine together with bread, al hatzad that it's sayid, right? And the answer is they didn't. Fine, okay, because the derech of most people is not to be kovei sudalav, and they only were misakin birkas hamazon for derech lekva sudalav. I think that's a plausible reading for the Rashba. We would still have the question, though, of why don't we bench on pasta, right? Because pasta meets both criteria. It's sa'id, and it's derech lekva suda alav. Now, what you could answer to this question, which I don't think is a bad answer, is that since these are takanos de rabbanan, the takanos were built off of the typical metzias at the time that they made these takanos. In those days, being kovei sudan pasta wasn't normal, and they left it as it is. The Gemara Shaila of Ihachi Livrecha Leishal Brachos was basically, why weren't they misakein Birkas HaMazon on wine, since in fact it's Sava? And the Gemara answers, they weren't misakein it because it's not the Derech Lekva Alav. And in Ochanami, if Bisman Chazal, they ate pasta like we ate pasta, they probably would have made Birkas HaMazon on pasta, but they didn't, because they didn't eat pasta like we eat pasta. And now, it's, you know, it doesn't automatically switch because we still follow the Gedarim of Chachamim. And that's why we don't make Birkas HaMazon on pasta. And it's not a problem because anyway, you're Yotzei Midoraisa. But if you held that Birkas HaMazon, that Me'en Shalosh does not, is Dirabanan, and you're Chayev Midoraisa on anything that's Sava, right, on anything that's Sayid, so then maybe we'd have a question, right? That's sort of what you're saying. Okay, good. That's certainly a possibility. We'll see in a moment that the Ritva asked this question that I'm asking. It's not my question. It's the Ritva's question. We'll see how he answers in a moment. But first, Gabe's question. Yeah.
One possible, Raya, I saw some discussion in various terms of Shaila, but the idea that at least my Ikra did, Birkas HaMazon is on anything that's Sayid. Is the fact that you make Birkas HaMazon on man, Kulei Alma, and man certainly wasn't Bami Chita. Which Ashtos is Mashma that fundamentally whatever Sayid is Machayev of Birkas HaMazon. Moshe Rabbeinu was Matak in the first.
How do you know that they made Birkas HaMazon on man?
Moshe Rabbeinu was Matak in the first of the Birkas HaMazon.
So good. So it's a good raya you're bringing. So this is sort of derech agav, ha'ara. But I thought it was sort of interesting. You know, the Rishonim talk about the following shaila, which is at the beginning of Sefer Dvarim. What is the nature of the mitzvos given in Sefer Dvarim? What is the nature? In other words, were they given before? And were they relevant before? Right? And why were they given in Birkas HaMazon? So I thought this is actually interesting. So some Achronim ask, so the Ramban in his Hakdamat Sefer Dvarim writes, I totally wasn't going to get into this, but since you brought it up, the Ramban says in his Hakdamat Sefer Dvarim that Moshe, the mitzvot sheneschadshu in Sefer Devarim, Moshe did not teach the Jews them until Argos Moav. In other words, it's not the pshat that Moshe taught Klal Yisrael Birkas HaMazon at Sinai, but it just wasn't written there. It wasn't written in Sefer Shmos. But he taught it to them in Sefer Shmos, and it's only written for some reason in Devarim. No, the Ramban says that the mitzvot given in Devarim, it could be that Hashem told Moshe Birkas HaMazon at Sinai, but Moshe, you see that the fact that Birkas HaMazon is only in Sefer Dvarim, that Moshe only told Klal Yisrael Mitzvos Birkas HaMazon at Arvos Moav. That's what the Ramban says. So the Rishonim ask on the Ramban, then it comes out that they didn't bench in the Midbar, because the mitzvah Birkas HaMazon, the Chalitza Lavat HaVeach, is only in Sefer, is in only in Sefer Dvarim. So that's what they ask. And not only that, but it's especially shver for the Radvaz. The Radvaz writes in Chelak Vav Simen Beis, Beis Alafim Kuf Mem Gimel, that even, he goes further than the Ramban, even Hashem didn't give the Tzivui to Moshe at Sinai. Right? The Ramban might say Hashem gave Moshe the Tzivui at Sinai, but the Radvaz says that no, if it's not until Sefer Dvarim, so then even Hashem didn't give it. So the kasha is what Gabe's asking is the Gemara on Daf Mem Ches Amud Beis says that Moshe tikein li Yisrael Birkas Hazan b'shasha yarad lahem haman. So what's going on? Now the truth is anyway that might be a kasha because that was before Matan Torah l'kulei alma. Anyway, so what's the pshat? So I thought, the pshat is that this goes with the shir that we had on Thursday, that the pshat is, like we saw, that until Arvas Moav, so they benched Misvara, or Mitakanas Moshe. It wasn't Deoraisa. And it was only, so the answer to Gabe's question is an Achanami. There's no Birkas HaMazon Deoraisa on Man. And that had to be the case, because if there was, then the Ramban would have, makes no sense. Moshe would have had to tell Bnei Yisrael about the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon at Har Sinai. The fact that he waited to Arvas Moav shows that there wasn't Birkas HaMazon mid-de'oraisa. Okay, so they did it misvara, they did it mitakanas Moshe. But it wasn't the chiyuv. Yeah. That's what I thought, just derech agav to that question. Okay, so going back to, though, our Iker question. So our question is, why don't we bench on bread, right? Why don't we bench on bread? That's our Shaila.
On pasta.
Not on bread, on pasta, yes. Pasta is the new bread. Well, it used to be until everybody decided it's not the new bread, but that's the kasha. Okay, so that's what I want to ask. So the Ritva, take a look at the Ritva over here. So the Ritva asks the Kasha on Lamed Hamid Beis, or if you're yeshiva, she'll call it the Shita Mekubetzes. So he says, he asks the question a little differently, but more or less the same question. Mim Tomar, Umi adif mi mazon gufe, damina lakaman, ein prusos kayamos, betrila barbinevizonos, ulabasof main shalos. Let's say you cook bread or even just soak bread to the point that the prusos aren't kayamos and it's mush. So you make a main shalosh. So it's side also. So why don't you make a berkas amazon? Yesh lomar, kevan de ishtani li iluya, dumya de pas, the kavul abrach lechatchila, bifne atzmo, mishum chashivuso, have sal kadaitach lememar de laach rav nami mevarch shal shbrachos dumya de pas. Says the Ritva that this is that it's only wine where we thought that since it's ishtani li iluya, and it's so chashuv that they were koveya a special bracha on it, bari pri agafen, much like they were koveya a special bracha on bread, hamotzi lach min haaretz, that I would think that you should make a birkas hamazon. But there's no chash, there's nothing particularly chashuv about bread mush, and therefore it's an al hamechya. And I think you could give the same answer about pasta. Pasta is not as chashuv as bread. It's considered less chashuv, at least halachically, as we'll see. And therefore, even though it's true, people are koveya sudalav, and even though it's true, it's sayid, nevertheless, it's not chashuv, and it lacks that special chashivas that we have for bread. And therefore, they weren't koveya birkas hamazon alav. Now again, the Ritva happens to hold that Mein Shalosh is D'oraisa. So this answer works okay for the Ritva. This is sort of the point Donnie was saying. In other words, okay, you know, either way, you're Yotze D'oraisa. The question is, you know, when were they Koveya, the more Chashuv mitzvah, whether you hold it in a smachta, like Donnie was suggesting, or even a drasha gemura, but either way, so the din of Birkas HaMazon, Shalos Brachos, was only said in something chashuv. But if you hold that it's, that Mein Shalosh is only derabanan, and Birkas HaMazon is only deoraisa, then this answer is much, l'chora, insufficient, right? This answer is insufficient. And so we have Akasha, Hadra Koshe L'duchta, which is, if you assume, like we paskin L'maisa, that Mein Shalosh is only derabanan. And Mein Shalosh would not work, probably. Again, we'll get to this a little later, but on Achiev D'oraisa. So shouldn't there be Achiev D'oraisa, Birkas HaMazon, for pasta? And again, the Ritva's answer is a good, it's an easier answer to hear if you hold like the Ritva himself holds, that Mein Shalosh is D'oraisa. So I saw that the Chazon Ish more or less asks this question. He doesn't actually ask the question, but he gives a shot in the Gemara that would answer this question, which is, they want to look it up. It's the Chazon Ish Lamed Daled Beis. And he says that the Gemara's kasha over here is not that you should be chayv midoraisa on wine. In other words, iachi livrach alash shalosh brachos means, therefore, midrabanan they should have been misake in shalosh brachos. Of course it wouldn't be deoraisa, because deoraisa, you need bread, v'chalta desavato v'erachta. And that means bread, and eretz hifsika inyan, it doesn't mean shivasaminim. And it doesn't even mean pasta. And therefore, the question really was, midrabanan, they should have been misake in shalosh brachos. In other words, the kasha of the Gemara was just like Dani suggested for, you know, the Rashba, for the Ritva, that the kasha of the Gemara was purely a derabanan kasha. So too, for those who hold like the Rambam, we'll explain that the kasha of the Gemara is a purely derabanan kasha. In other words, we know that there is Birkas HaMazon Shalosh Brachos midrabanan, for example, if you eat a kazayas. Why didn't they make a chashiv bracha achrona midrabanan for wine? That's the Gemara Shaila. And the answer is, you know, because it's not the Derech Likva Alav Suda, and the answer for pastas is because it's not chashiv, because it's not bread. And that's why they didn't make this takana derabanan. That's, I think, what would come out from the Chazon Ish's reading. So an interesting, you know, maybe an interesting knach for this would be the following ha'ara. It doesn't directly follow, but it's just an interesting point. The Rishonim, the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah in the first parak, it's Daf Yud Beis Med Aleph, the Gemara says that B'dieved, your Yotze Birkas HaMazon on... if you have a date, because it's Sayyid. So the Gemara says, not the dates with women. So I always get confused which one is the fig and which one is the date, to be honest. No. But anyway, so the Gemara says, why? Because it also fills you up. So the Rosh and Rabbeinu Yonah say, so since wine fills you up, then also B'dieved, if you made Birkas HaMazon on wine, you would be Yotze. That's what, and this is Paskin and Shulchan Aruch, Simin Reish Ches, Sif Yud Zayin. So the Bir Halacha there asks an interesting Shaila. He says, if that's true, so, but we know it's only Sayid if you have a little bit, right? That's what the Gemara says. That's why you could drink wine in Erev Pesach. If, Purta Sayid. So, Bishlama, if you have a little bit of wine, so then you should be Yotze B'dieved with Birkas HaMazon. If you have a lot of wine, then it's Lao Sayyid, Adarabah, it makes you hungrier. So you shouldn't be yotze. That's a bir alachas kasha from our Gemara on that din. So he answers, well, yeah, but you were chayv in birkas hamazon when you drank a little bit and you were full. Apparently, the way he understood the Gemara saying is, you know, you drink a little and then you're full and then you drink some more and you become hungry again. So since you were chayv in birkas hamazon, it's like chal, a chayv of birkas hamazon. And then even though, you know, you drink more and now you're not hungry anymore, still the bidyav, that the birkas hamazon will work. So I thought that was not so pashit, because the mice at the time that I'm benching, I'm not full anymore. Right? We know, generally speaking, that's not true. If I wait till I'm hungry again, I'm not chayv in birkas hamazon. So I saw the Chazon Ish also. He doesn't ask this kasha. He asked that. Maybe he asked this kasha. No, he didn't. I don't think he asked this kasha. He asked a slightly different question. It's the Lamed Dalet Vav in the Chazon Ish, same place, a little bit later. And he says that, I think the way he says it, he asks, is you would, the Birkas HaMazon wouldn't cover the drinking post fullness. So he didn't like the Mishnah Berurah either. Anyway, so the Mishnah Berurah asks a good kasha, and the answer he gives is difficult. So an answer that might work, that wouldn't work necessarily for all shitos, but would be an interesting answer based off of the Ravya. The Ravya is quoted by the Bach, or Chaim Tov Ein Aleph. The Ravya says, what's a pshat in our Gemara? You know, it's a very strange thing the way our Gemara reads. You eat a little bit and you're full, and then you drink some more and you're hungry again, right? Tuva garir port aside. So the Ravya is an interesting reading, which would answer all these kashas. He says, what's the pshat? Tuva garir. Garir doesn't, it means that it makes you want to drink more. It makes you more desirous of more wine. And Purta sa'id. It's only sa'id a little bit. In other words, it's garir a lot, tuva garir, it's garir a lot, purta sa'id, and it only fills you up a little bit. Which is why, according to that, it would be mutter on Erev Pesach. Anyway, so if you learn like that, then the Mishnah Berurah's kasha isn't a kasha at all, because the answer is that even a lot still fills you up. Okay. And Gabe has a study on wine that supports this, or doesn't support this, or says something on the topic. Good. Okay, so let's move on to the next Gemara. The next Gemara is about oil. And the Gemara tells us that oil is a bore pri ha'etz, and the Gemara tries to figure out why that would be. If you have oil straight, it's azuke mazik, and it shouldn't be ha'etz. And if you have it with other stuff, like you put some oil in your gazpacho, so then the oil is tafel, and why would you make ha'etz? And the Gemara answers, we're talking about a person that's choshish begrono, and in that case, the proper bracha would be a bari pri ha'etz. You're noticing Shem and Harbe. An interesting question is, how much does Harbe mean? There's also an important question here about Hilchos Shabbos. We're definitely won't do that today. But the question is, under what circumstances refuah is mutter on Shabbos? If you remember last year when we did this, we actually learned this Gemara. Can you prove from this Gemara that mechaving refuah, as long as it's not muchach hamilsa, that it's refuah to mutter? And how do you define muchach hamilsa? And Rashi, you know, the Rashi's pshat about gargling. Ayin Shum, but we'll leave that aside. So the Gemara says that's pshita, and the Gemara says no. Amau de same came to the fork of mechave and the liver chalei klal. I would think that when you have this oil mixed with anigron, that you're mechaving lerefuah, since you're mechaving lerefuah, there's no brach at all. Kamash malan came in this lehanaminei bray bruche. We'll actually see this line in the Gemara of came in this lehanai bray bruche at least three times in our parak. We see it over here. We see it a little bit later on the daf about the chitin, I'm sorry, the flour made from seorim, and then we're going to have it on Lamed Chesmed Aleph by Shasisa Raka. And the question that we need to figure out over here is what type of hana is mechayev bracha? Really, a very basic question. The Gemara's conclusion is given this lay hana minei by bruchei. What type of hana are we talking about? So we need to figure out how to touch that line. Does it mean hana saguf? Does it mean hana from the tam? Does it mean hana rifui? Hana sachech? Right? Under what circumstances do you make bracha? Right? We've been seeing all the way from the beginning of this zman, you know, that the reason why I make brachos is because of hana. Asa lam smel mazeb lo bracha. Hana is mechayva bracha. So what type of hana is mechayva bracha? And what type of hana is not mechayva bracha? So we'll start here. And then this is a question, we're not going to conclude this question today. As we go through this parak, we'll see perhaps further rayos for this. But we'll start a little bit considering this question. And we'll start with the Rambam. The Rambam over here, Perek Ches Halacha Beis, has a shita that's against Rashi, probably against most Rishonim. And the Rambam shita is that you do, if you have straight oil, you make a bracha, you make a shahakal. In other words, when the Gemara asks, ozuke mazik, the Gemara isn't saying, and therefore you shouldn't make a bracha at all because it's mazik, like Rashi reads the Gemara, but rather it means, therefore you shouldn't make ha'eitz, but you would still make a shahakal. Let's just read the Rambam together. It's an interesting lashon. Al shemen, b'tchila hu mevarich bari pri ha'eitz, b'med v'amamurim, sheyachoshesh begrono, v'shasa min ha'shemen im mei ha'shlakos ukiyote b'hen. When is it true that you make ha'etz on oil? When you're choshesh begrono and you have it with shlakos. And the reason why you make a bari pri ha'etz is because you're nene b'shtiyaso. So again, we have to define nene, that term also. Aval, im shas Hashem in levado, oh, shelo ha'choshesh begrono. If you have straight oil, presumably whether you're choshesh begrono or not, or you weren't choshesh begrono and you have it with a nigron, so then mivarech alav shahakol sharei lo nene b'tam hashemen. So why do you make a shahakol? Because you're not nene b'tam hashemen. In other words, even though you don't enjoy the taste of the oil, you have no hana from tam, so therefore no hana from a tam is a reason why you don't make a ha'etz. It's not a reason why you don't make a bracha altogether. So what's the Rambam saying? So first, just going back to the Gemara, right? The Gemara says you shouldn't make the Gemara's kash is not that you shouldn't make a bracha at all, like Rashi, but rather you shouldn't make a ha'etz, but you would make a shahakol. And what's the svara? Why don't you make ha'etz? What's the idea of azuke mazik? Azuke mazik is a reason why you don't make the bracha miyuchedes. You don't make ha'etz. And the reason you don't make ha'etz is because you're not nene mitam ha'shemen. To make ha'etz, you have to be nene mitam ha'shemen. Now, how does he translate the Gemara, azuke mazik? Does he translate the Gemara as that it's mazik the guf? Or what maybe translates it differently. So we're going to see a little bit later on so let's say that's unclear. Now, what would the Rambam translate as Azuke Mazik? Now, is there another way to translate Azuke Mazik? So we do find another way to translate to Teitz the Gemara in the Ritva. The Ritva translates Azuke Mazik, if we take a look at it over here, as Mafsid Hashemen. It's not Mafsid the Guf, Mazik the Guf, like Rashi reads it. Azuke Mazik le Perush Hai Mafsid Hashemen Hu. The Chashuv Kimazik. So that's what Azuke Mazik means. It relates to the Dinim of Truma, actually. The lo chashiva naklal. So, and that's why by truma you're not mishal in keren v'chomesh, just keren. So I think that seems reasonable that's why the Rambam read it. Because the Rambam says the reason why we don't make ha'etz is not because it's ozuke mazik, it's because you're not nenemina tama shemen. Because you're not nemina tama shemen, this is not the normal way to consume it. You don't enjoy the taste of the oil, so it's considered being mazik as a truma. But you do make a bracha. So it sounds like the Rambam holds that if you have hana, what type of hana do you get over here? You have hana saguf. You're still, your body benefits from the oil. There's calories. So you do make a bracha, but what bracha do you make? You don't make ha'etz, you make a shahakol. That's the way the Rambam, I think, would probably read the Gemara. Now, there's one other interesting point. I see your question, Aaron, just one second, which is the Rambam also says this is the reason why when it's mixed with a nigron that you make a shahakol. Now, that's interesting because the Gemara sounded like the reason why you make a shahakol in that case is because ikar poter satofel, right? Because the ikar is the anigron. There's a parenthetical issue because anigron really should be hadama, not shahakol, but we'll get back to that later. So the reason why the Gemara says that you make a shahakol is because ikar poter satofel. And the reason, the Rambam says, the reason why you make the shahakol is because you're not an enemy tam shaman. Now, one, the answer to that might be, and we're going to wait to we see the sugya of ikar poter satofel for that, but that might actually be the reason why ikar poter satofel, because you're not nana mitama shaman. That's the way the Rambam understands it. That both reasons are because you're not nana mitama shaman. Either way, that point, we'll have to remember it and come back to it when we do this sugya of ikar poter satofel. But in terms of our sugya, so it sounds like the Rambam is saying, the reason why you make a bracha on oil, a shahakol, is because you're not nana mitama shaman, but you still make a bracha because you're nana in a different way, presumably, hanas haguf. Yes, Aaron, so you had a question?
I think it was answered.
Okay, good.
Initially,
So the Bach brings an interesting raya for the Shitas HaRambam that you do make a bracha, a shahakol on oil, from the Gemara Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, you might have seen it already, that you make a shahakol on kamach se'orim. What does it say over there? The Gemara over there says that you make a bracha on kemach se'orim, shahakol, and why would I have thought you don't make any bracha at all? Because I would have thought that since it's kasha l'kukyani, so somehow mazik aguf, I don't know what that means exactly, it's kasha l'kukyani, so therefore there's no bracha at all. Kamash mala no, kevan disle hanamine, you make a bracha. So the Bach understood, he wasn't reading the Rambam like me, the Bach understood, the Rambam agreed that shemen, there's no machlokas in Metzius between the Rambam and the other Rishonim. Taka shemen is mazik aguf, even according to the Rambam, right? It's mazik aguf, but you get hanas aguf also, right? You get calories. So what happens when you eat olive oil? I don't know how it's mazik, ichneis, it gives you indigestion, but you fills yourself up. And same thing like kukyani. Kukyani, gives you, not kukyani, kemach se'orim, you eat it, it gives you kukyani, but you're also full, you also, at least you're not hungry anymore, and therefore you make a shahakol on both. So the Rambam, that's the way the Bach's reading the Rambam, not the way I read the Rambam. The reason why I don't want to read the Rambam that way is because the Rambam tells me that the tzad not to make ha'etz is because you're not nana mitama shaman. In other words, according to the way the Bach's reading it, the Rambam agrees with Rashi that the reason over here is because it's mazik aguf, right? It's just that mazik aguf doesn't make it zero like Rashi. Mazik aguf means it's not eitz, it's shahakol. But if that's true, that's what the Rambam should say. The Rambam tells you the reason why you don't make ha'etz is because you're not an enemy tam shemen. He doesn't say because it's mazik aguf. So I want to say no, that the Rambam doesn't read that it's mazik aguf. That's because he learns like the Ritva. I imagine, I don't know, that maybe the Bach learned the Rambam this way because he didn't have the Ritva, right? If I didn't have the Ritva, I wouldn't have known that there's another way to teach ozuke mazik. Right, so I would have thought the only way to translate ozuke mazik is it means it harms the body. And if it harms the body, then it turns out the Rambam saying that if something harms the body, you still make a bracha. That's what the Bach says. And here's a raya from from Kemach Seorim. Now, I say, there's no raya that the Rambam holds that. I don't know what the Rambam would say if something is mazik haguf, but your nana. Maybe the Bach's right that the Rambam would say make a shakal. So far, I'm not taking a stand on that. I'm just saying that's not the pshat and shemen. And the reason why I'm saying it's not the pshat and shemen is because the Rambam says that the tzad not to make ha'etz has nothing to do with mazik haguf, rather it's because you're not nana mitam ha'shemen, which works nicely if you read the Gemara like the Ritva. Okay. Now, what would the other Rishonim say, Taka? In other words, Rashi, at the very least, holds that since Shemen is Mazik, your comments are very confused and distracting to me, Gabe. I'm sorry. I have to stop looking, I guess. So what would the other Rishonim say?
That was a raya for Abby.
I appreciate it. Just if it's a good raya, you could just verbally say it. Or you could wait. It's okay. I'll just try to ignore all the articles that the science that supports me. I'm very careful about getting excited about rayas from science that support a vart I say, because then I'd have to deal with all the rayas from science that go against the varts I also say. Since I'd rather not deal with that, I don't want to deal with that, you know. Lo me duf sheikh, lo me uk sheikh. Anyhow, back to here. So again, so what would the other Rishonim say about Kemach Seorim? In other words, even if I don't accept the Bach as a raya to the Rambam, that Kemach Seorim is a raya to the Rambam, but isn't Kemach Seorim a kasha on Rashi? Because Rashi says if something is mazik hagoth, so then there's no bracha, and Kemach Seorim is mazik hagoth, yet there is a shahakol. So maybe they say no, that Shemen is different because you're not nana mitama shemen, like the Rambam says. It's gross to have to drink oil plain. Plus, it's mazdik aguf, so you have no hanas hachech and you have no hanas aguf. Maybe kemach seorim, it might be bad for kukyani. Who knows? I don't know. You'll get the stomach ache afterwards, but at least you enjoyed it when you ate it, right? Like candy. Right? So candy is very bad for the guf. But you enjoy the taste, you make a bracha. That might a little bit relate to what type of kemach we're talking about, which is a machlokas rishonim. The pshat I just said in the Gemara works better for Tosfos, who says we're talking about parched barley grain flour, as opposed to, let's say, the ritva, but maybe we'll get back to that a little later. So at the very least, when we get to the next sugya, the sugya about flour, we'll have to keep in mind how do the other Rishonim understand this. In other words, when the Gemara says Salka Daita Chamina Loliver Chalei Klal, because it's Kasha Lekupiani Kamash Malan, that since you get Hana you make a bracha, right? What Tedvan are we talking about? If we're talking about Hanas Haguf, in other words, calories, it fills you up, but it tastes bad, and it's bad for you. So then we'd have the kasha, what's the difference between shemen and barley flour? But if you assume that no, kevin dislei hanamine means you enjoy the taste, so then there's no stira, because olive oil is both bad for your body and it tastes terrible. So therefore there's no bracha at all. Whereas barley flour might be bad for your body, but at least you enjoy eating it, and therefore it gets at least a shahakal. So that's a possible read. As we see in the next coming days, we learn the sugya. We'll see if that's a good reading or not. The Bach then tries to bring another raya to the Rambam from the Gemara on Daf Mem on the base. The Gemara there says that you make a shahakal on chometz, on vinegar. Now, he says that chometz is mazik. It's bad for you. And that's why the Gemara in Yoma says that if you drink chomet and kippur, it's actually machlokas tanaim, but we pass them like the chachamim. That if you drink chomet on Yom Kippur, you're potter. That's a Gemara in Pei Aleph on the base in Yoma. So what do you see? So you see the Rambam's right. That something, remember, how did the Bach learn the Rambam? That something that tastes terrible and is manzik haguf, you still make a shahakol, right? So over here, you have something that tastes terrible, namely vinegar, and something that's mazik, that's why you're potter on Yom Kippur, and still, you make a shakal, gavaldik arai for the Rambam. So what did the other Rishonim say? So the truth is, the Rush, later on in the Parak, Simon Chav Gimel, asked the Shaila, what's the difference between chometz and shemen? Why does shemen get no bracha, and chometz get a bracha? They're both mazik. So he answers that, well, we're not talking about straight vinegar. We're talking about vinegar that you dilute a little bit, or your choshesh b'shinav, then you mix the chometz with some soup, and then you drink it l'refua. But straight vinegar in a chanami would not get a bracha, like shemen. But what's interesting is if you look at the Rambam, ches ches in Hilchos Brachos, he doesn't make any of these ukemptos. He just says that if you drink vinegar, you make a shakel. He doesn't mention it's because you have a toothache. He doesn't mention because you've mixed and you've diluted it. So the Bach says, oh, this is the Rambam Lashitaso, right? Because the Rambam holds, I don't know if the Bach says it's Lashitaso, but it would be Lashitaso for the Rambam. Because what? It's because the Bach, remember how did the Bach read the Rambam? That if something is mazik, ozuki mazik, plus it tastes horrible, you still get a bracha shahakol. Now, so maybe that refutes our reading of the Rambam, because I was reading the Rambam that the Rambam doesn't say ozuke mazik as it's harmful for the body. And maybe the Rambam would agree that something that's harmful for the body, that you're not nana from the tam, would be no bracha. So, but the truth is, I don't think it's such a good raya that the Bach brings, and it wouldn't be a kash on this. Because it doesn't, and I don't know, maybe I'm missing something in the Gemara and Yoma. I didn't have a chance to look at it so well. Maybe Adani will tell me. But the Gemara over there doesn't say that chometz is mazik. It's not ru'uya l'achila, but that might be because it tastes horrible. And the Rambam, that's what the Rambam writes. The Rambam says the reason why you're potter on Yom Kippur is nothing to do with it being mazik. It's because it's ena re'uya la'achila. Maybe it's not mazik. Maybe it's neutral for the body. So maybe that's not a raya for the Bach's reading. Now, one thing you have to look into is that the Gemara on Lamed Vav on the base, so we'll get to that in a week or two, I hope, or maybe sooner, does seem to compare Yom Kippur to brachos, because the Gemara says Ravas l'shitaso. Ravas says that if you eat straight peppercorns, no bracha. And if you eat peppercorns on Yom Kippur, you don't violate Yom Kippur. And the Gemara says that's Ravas l'shitaso. So the Gemara equates, seems to say it's the same thing. So therefore, that would support the Bach's reading, potentially, but not necessarily, because it could just be that there are different reasons why you could be potter for Yom Kippur. There, the reason why you're potter on Yom Kippur is because there's no hana, and it's not, the Rashi actually on Yom, I think, says that the reason why you're potter on Yom Kippur, right? Ein ze yishuv hadas. So, could be, according to the Bach, that the raya is from vinegar. So then according to the Rambam, it would turn out that he's claiming that if you drank oil on Yom Kippur, you would also be potter. What I'm saying is that's not so pashat. Maybe straight oil, it's not pashat that you would be a potter on Yom Kippur. So I don't think that's my thoughts. I don't think I think that I could sustain my reading of the Rambam, not like the Bach. But again, we're going to, as we see over here, this question is going to come back both on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph about flour and Lamed Vav Amud Beis by Pilpili. So we're going to have to see if the Mahalich I'm suggesting is correct. We're going to have rayas from there, or maybe kashas on what I'm saying. Somebody raised their hand at some point.
Just 2 points. One is the Ritva. He seems to make its 2 point. Two. He seems to make. You're combining that it's mazik the since it's mazik the oil because they're wasting it. So therefore, you don't make. Well, he holds you don't make a bracha, but
no. The Ritva. Okay, so let me clarify that point. You're absolutely correct. I'm not saying that the Rambam learns like the Ritva. The Ritva learns that you don't make any bracha at all on oil. But what I'm saying is that the Rambam would teach the Gemara like the Ritva, yeah. Right? In other words, he would translate the phrase ozuke mazik like the Ritva. It doesn't mean mazik haguf, like Rashi says. It means mazik hashemen, like the Ritva says. Now, just because you read the Gemara like that, it doesn't mean you have to come to the Rambam's conclusion. In fact, the Ritva is very interesting. What turns out, I think, is that there are perhaps three positions. Maybe there is there's Rashi's position that it's mazik the guf, and therefore there's no bracha. And maybe Rashi would agree that if you had something that isn't, if you had, that isn't mazik the guf, but just not nanim and atam, you'd make a bracha. I don't know, right? Then we have the Rambam's view, where it's not mazik the guf, but you're just not nanim and atam, and you make a bracha. In other words, so far, I don't know that Rashi and the Rambam disagree in din. Maybe they disagree in Metzias. But probably the Rambam and the Ritva definitely disagree in din. If we assume that the reason why, and maybe this isn't a good assumption, but maybe it is, that the reason why Ritva didn't learn like Rashi is because he held that the Metzias isn't true. It's not mazik the guf. It's just, it's gross, but it doesn't harm you. That's why he didn't read the Gemara like Rashi. But still, Yael, there's no bracha. So then there's definitely a machlokas and din between Rashi, between the Ritva and the Rambam. So whether there's a machlokas and din between the Rambam and Rashi, I have no evidence. Maybe it's just a machlokas and Metzias, right? For the Rambam and the Ritva, though, then probably there is a machlokas and din. Now let's go on a little bit in the Rambam. So the Gemara says let's say this. Remember in the previous year we brought up Rambam Shita by Matemes, right? The Gemara says in the second parak that a Matemes, someone who just tastes something, not because they want to eat, just to see if the food needs more salt, is Pater from Bracha. Now there was a machlokas, we've shown them as we mentioned what that means. According to Rabbeinu Chananel, it means you don't swallow it. You taste it and you spit it out, let's say, but you don't swallow it. If you swallow it, of course, you need to make a bracha. But the Rambam, Perek Aleph Halacha Beis, as the Kesef Mishnas Medayik, seems to disagree. The Rambam writes that even if you swallow it, then you don't make a bracha. Now, the kasha is, isn't this a steer in the Rambam? Because our Gemara tells us that if you have Hanas HaGof, then you do make a bracha. And over there, Tak, it's even more schwer, because l'maisa, you have hanasa guf, because you swallowed your chicken soup. You took a half a revius of chicken soup, and you had hanasa guf, tasted great. You had hanas, and it filled you up, or whatever, gave you some nourishment. You had hanasa chech, and still you make a bracha. And even if you didn't have hanasa chech, the Rambam says you make a bracha. So even if it turns out there wasn't enough salt here and it tasted horrible, but still the hanasa guf is mechayev bracha. In other words, why isn't there a stira in the Rambam? Or to put it differently, the Rambam is the last one who, in light of Argamar says, the Rambam says that even without hanas hachech, even though you don't enjoy the tam, you make a bracha, right? So he's going to be the last one to say that matemes should be pater from a bracha when you swallow it. And in fact, he's the one that says it. And don't tell me, well, maybe the reason why matemes doesn't make a bracha is because you don't have, you're not mechavein tachila, That's the reason, even though you do swallow it, you're not mechamin to achila, because the Gemara tells us on Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph that when you're mechavin l'refuah, even though you're not mechavin l'achila, you do make a bracha, right? The havamina maybe of our Gemara was, right, pshita. Not ma'u desei mechavin l'refuah ka mechavin l'levrach klal. Fine. So I would think that when you have the shemen with the anigron and your choshes l'grono, there's no bracha because you're mechavin l'refuah, you're not mechavin l'achila. No. Kabash malam kevin desli hanaminei by bruche. So, you know, for matemes, why don't I say the same thing? Why don't I say, Salkadai Tachamina, matemes doesn't get any bracha because you're not machan lachila, kamash malan, that since you get hana, in the person that has that chicken soup, matemes does get hana, so you should make a bracha. So what's the pshat in the Rambam? So I think you have to say the following answer. I think you have to say that the pshat in the Gemara by refuah, that you make a bracha on refuah, whether it's the same Gemara, Lamed Vav Lamed Aleph, also by Shasisa Raka, Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph, is kamash malan, that you are mechavin la'achila. In other words, yes, the Rambam does actually hold that where you're not mechavin la'achila, you don't make a bracha. The havamina is being mechavin la'refuah means not mechavin la'achila, and therefore there would be no bracha at all. Kamash malan, no, that kevan disle hanaminei, you're chayiv to make a bracha. Whereas mat emes, you're not mechavin lachil at all. What's mat emes? I would really spit this out if I could, right? It's just very rude and disgusting and bad manners to spit it out. So therefore, she swallows it instead of spitting it out. Therefore, you get a therefore, you're pater from a bracha because you're not mechavin lachila. Even a garana, because you're only mesakin a bracha when you're mechavin lachila. And refua is different because refua, you're taka mechavin lachila. The reason why you're mechavin lachila is for the purpose of getting better, but you are lemaisa mechavin lachila. That's the way I thought. But I saw that Rosh Shlomo Zalman Arbach, Mincha Shlomo, Chelak Alas, and Yuches, I think you saw that before, says no. According to the Rambam, if you're shosa l'refua, you don't make a bracha. Or the other example, he says, chanak de omtsa, let's say you have a bone stuck in your throat and you drink some orange juice to get it down, you don't make a bracha. Just like mat emes doesn't make a bracha, so too, drinking to orange juice to swallow a pill, let's say, shouldn't get a bracha. Now, it's true that this goes against Tosfos Shita. Tosfos over there says that it's only by water, he's medayek from the Gemara, that only water, if you drink water, chanak de omtzes pater. But if you drink orange juice, let's say, like we said, swallow a pill, then you would make a bracha because you're an ana. That's the way Tosfos learns. But the Rambam, says Rosh Hashanah Zaman, would have to disagree because it should be no worse than matemes. Just like when I taste the soup to see if it's salty, I don't make a bracha because I'm not mechavin l'achila. So too, if I use the orange juice to swallow a pill, since I'm not mechavin l'achila, I also shouldn't make a bracha. So it must be the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. Now the problem with this reading is that the Lashon of the Rambam doesn't sound this way. The Rambam writes, Aval imshasa hashemen levado, o shelo hayachoshesh begrono, mevarech alav shehakol, sharei lo nene b'tam hashemen. Rambam here is talking about a case where you're not nene, and still, you're choshesh begrono, right? And you make a borei pri ha'etz, right? Presumably, you're not nene b'tam hashemen when you are choshesh begrono also if you have plain oil, and still you make ha'etz. So that's point one. And also, again, I think against this reading is the Gemara's Lashon. Kevan delirfu kamachavin l'livrech alei klal. It's talking presumably about a case where you're not mechavin for hana, because if you're mechavin for hana, it's pshita, they'd make a bracha. And even if you don't like those diukim, l'maisa, the Lashon of the Rambam is mashmagensis. The Rambam ches aleph writes, ha'shose mayim, Shalola Ravos Tsimao Enotan Racha. Why does he say Mayim Dafka if the din is equally true for orange juice? So, and especially before, because the Rambam says Mayim and Chalav and Dvash. Why do you switch from Yayin to Shardvarim? So that sounds like against Rosh Shlomo Zalman. If you look at the Gra also on that, Shulchan Aruch doesn't sound like that. So I think that the pshat is that when you're mechaven l'refuah, you don't make a bracha. Sorry, that there's a difference. When you're mechaven for te'ima, it's because you're not mechaven for achila at all. When you drink orange juice to swallow the pill, so you are mechaven, if it's orange juice, you're mechaven for achila. It's not like matemes. And therefore, the Rambam would say, you do get a bracha. In other words, refuah, mechaven for refuah, is, kamash malam the gemara, is also considered mechaven l'achila. And same thing for chanak de onza. If you're mechaven, if you have juice, then you're also mechaven l'achila. Mashem ken matanes, the only reason why you're swallowing it is because it's gross. You're not mechaven for achila at all. And the difference is because to get that bone out of my throat, I need to swallow it, right? I need to swallow the juice. To get the refuah, I need to swallow the juice. For te'ima, I don't need to swallow the food to get the te'ima. All I need to do is put it in my mouth. It's just that, so I'm not mechaven for achila at all. Elamai is gross to spit it out, so I swallow it anyway. But that is different. There, I'm not mechaven for achila at all. But if I am mechaven for achila, even though it's mechaven l'refuah, or even though it's mechaven l'chan, because to get the pill down my throat, so then, in fact, you would make a bracha, at least if it's not water. So that's what I thought is Shana Rambam. So I guess we'll stop here. I'm sorry I went so long also. And Bezras Hashem will pick up on Tuesday. I'd like to start the next sugya also, though there's a little more I want to say here. I'm not sure yet. I'll let you know. But definitely we'll start the next sugya Tuesday of the sugya flower. Okay, have a good day. Yeah, you have a question? No. Okay.
Everybody's going to read my studies now?
Yeah.